Welcome to Revealing Men, conversations that pull back the curtain, revealing the inner lives of men. I'm Randy Flood, psychotherapist and director of the Men's Resource Center of West Michigan.
And today, I am interviewing myself. No, actually, I had a guest who I was going to interview today, but he fell sick, and so I just hatched this idea to spend some time with you alone and talk with you about something that I see often in my practice and working with men over the decades, and talk about it in my presentations as well, to help listeners and people who are trying to learn about male psychology to understand why sometimes it's difficult for men to seek therapy and ask for help. Years ago, when I founded the Men's Resource Center in 2000 to develop a practice that specializes in working with men, some people thought that was a crazy business model when it's difficult for men to ask for help for direction, let alone to ask for help when they're lost in their life. And so what I see that men struggle with oftentimes is what is called the externalization trap. And what that means is that men's rigid adherence to externalization leads them to reject the interior work necessary to extricate themselves from what is called the destructive externalization cycle. So in other words, the paradigm that men use to fix or change things is the very paradigm they are trapped in. The way in which men are taught and socialized to think about solving problems is to fix things outside of them. And again, that's a beautiful masculine energy that helps us fix engines, fix organizations, fix Excel spreadsheets to make accounting lineup. All of that is the outside world, the externalized world. And that energy is productive and constructive in the right context. But when it comes to changing our lives and being able to effectively transform our lives, that is more of an inside job. There's a poet and author from the 19th century, Lewis Carroll, and he says that when things change inside you, things change around you. And so when men come in, it behooves them sometimes to consider that what they're going to have to do to change their life is to actually do something that seems quite counterintuitive and something they feel rather incompetent in doing, and that is to get connected to feelings, get it connected to emotions, and especially emotions that maybe they buried and suppressed because they've deemed them unmasculine. Feelings such as sadness, shame, grief, powerlessness, helplessness, insecurity, anguish. And so when that is presented to men, oftentimes they resist, and they see that as, you know, women's work, you know, talking about feelings, and it might make them feel like I'm emasculating them. And so it becomes difficult. That's why I was saying, you know, to set up a men's resource center and specialize in working with men, it's not a good business plan, because it becomes a hard sell to say, no, we're going to have you sit in a seat and you're going to do something that men before you did that took a lot of courage when there was a larger emphasis on the externalized world. And it did take courage for men to go out west, put their family in a covered wagon and not know what exactly was ahead of them, what kind of barriers, what kind of tragedies, what kind of losses they might experience along the way, but yet they had the courage to travel in that external world out west to find a new life. Similarly, when men go to the deep sea or go to the moon, it's this external journey of discovery and going through new phases and stages and getting to different places. And that takes courage. It takes strength. And so one way to look at therapy is that it's a different frontier. I was amazed by this when I saw bodies revealed in Chicago several years ago, where they had these cadavers where they showed the muscular structure and the neuropsychological structure of our bodies. And it's amazing how the brain and the neurochemistry is wired throughout our bodies, and this electrical currents and the sensations, physical sensations of emotions, and how we are wired up. There's quite an inner life, an inner world to be discovered, a new frontier for men to explore. And that does take courage to sit in a chair, and especially to sit in a circle with other men and begin to explore that inner world, that inner life. And so that externalization trap of coming in and wanting to talk about their partner, wanting to talk about everybody else, but their inner experience of what happens when their partner says certain things or doesn't do certain things, or what they feel like when they walk into their parents' home and they feel like a little boy again in terms of how they're treated. Those inner experiences is where the healing is. You know, sometimes you got to follow the pain or follow the anxiety or the insecurity, because that'll take you to a places where there is healing available to you. And so that becomes a challenge, and that becomes an adventure that requires strength and courage to be able to endure and sit and feel feelings maybe that we've suppressed for a long time. And I think of, I read a book by Pat Conroy years ago on Beaches, and it was a character where the person lost his wife and he was not able to grieve. And he was trying to figure out why he wasn't able to actually connect to his pain and his grief and his sadness. And he described it quite well, and I'm going to read a passage from that for you. He says, "So I began to study other men and was comforted to find I was not alone. I tried to come up with a theory that would explain my extreme stoicism in the face of my wife's suicide. Each explanation became an excuse, because she deserved my tears, if anyone on earth ever did. I could feel the tears within me, undiscovered and untouched in their inland sea. Those tears had been with me always, I thought, at birth. American men are allotted just as many tears as American women, but because we are forbidden to shed them, we die long before women do, with our hearts exploding or our blood pressure rising or our livers eaten away by alcohol. Because that lake of grief inside us has no outlet. We men die because our faces were not watered enough." So Patrick Conroy very eloquently speaks to the consequences of the externalization trap, in that we turn away from our inner life in this socialized belief that a real man just sucks it up, just goes along in life and tries to fix it, goes it alone. And if he can't figure out what's wrong with him and he can't figure out how to fix his life, then that's a sign of his incompetence or weakness. We can't do it alone, but alone we must do it. And so the Men's Resource Center, I always find it a privilege to see courageous men come in and do this work of journeying into their inner life and getting reacquainted with the tears of grief that they've suppressed. Being honest about loss and grief, being honest about insecurities, and when doing so, they develop a more robust, a more grounded inner life, which then ironically helps them journey the external world in a more grounded way, in a more purposeful way, less reactive, better able to regulate strong emotions in difficult conflicts. And that becomes a way in which they navigate their life with more joy, with more love, and more connection. So that is the externalization trap, and that's what we try to help men get out of. And once they extricate themselves from that trap, they find that they're able to journey in life with more purpose and meaning, more openness, and greater love and connection with others and themselves. So thanks for sitting with me a little bit today as we just chatted it up about the externalization trap. And I will definitely bring on more guests here. And my guest that was ill, he'll get better and he'll be able to join us here in the future. And so it's good to be with you today. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Revealing Men. If you're looking for more information about counseling, coaching, and consultative services, please visit the Men's Resource Center of West Michigan online at menscenter.org. Also, feel free to contact us on our website if you have questions about this segment, ideas for a topic, or would like to be a guest on the Revealing Men podcast. Please take a moment to subscribe and leave us a rating so others can find us. Be well and have a great day.